This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, for those of you having your cup of joe, I think you're going to be happy to hear that drinking more coffee, again, another study, that we get these studies all the time, leads to a longer life. But these are two studies saying that this could increase your longevity. And I think we could say coffee's good for you. I just can't stand the taste, and I can't stand drinking coffee. You know, I like soda pop, but soda pop isn't healthy. Coffee appears to be healthy. They say one study looked at 520,000 people in 10 European countries, which is the largest study to date on coffee and mortality. And they found that drinking coffee lowers your risk of mortality. Then we have a second study that looked at non-white populations. They looked at African Americans, Native Americans, Hawaiians, Japanese Americans, Latinos, and whites, and they looked at 185,000, and according to WNEP, the researchers found that coffee increases longevity across various races. They say if you drink 2 to 4 cups a day, 2 to 4 cups, I could barely get a cup a year in. You had an 18% lower risk of death compared to people who didn't drink coffee. They say these findings are consistent with previous studies that have looked at majority white populations. This is according to Veronica Wendy Sederwan, Associate Professor of Preventative Medicine at USC's Keck School of Medicine. Given these very diverse populations, all these people have different lifestyles. They have very different dietary habits and different susceptibilities. They say we still find similar patterns. You know, and this was kind of important because, you know, we'll get these studies saying, oh, this increases your life, this helps, this, you know. And if the studies are primarily women or a white population or, you know, just one particular type of demographic, that doesn't really seem to apply to everybody. But when they look at these studies where they look throughout the races, that's, I think to favor those, you know, because, you know, we are developing a population now of mixed race. And so, you know, studies used to be very specific on, you know, on demographics, and I want to see a more practical patient population. And the more practical population has Latina, African American, white, Filipino, Hawaiian, you know, Asian American, you know, Pacific Asian, you know, so the average person, okay, that, you know, I may treat, right, or see as a patient, has a little of everything. I mean, me, I got German, Austrian, Israeli, some Spanish, I got a little of everything, and Russian, okay, Mediterranean. And so, I'd like to know where I stand. Okay, well, I stand, but I got to drink coffee. I don't want to. Anyway, they say the new study shows that there is a biological possibility for the relationship between coffee and longevity, and found that mortality was inversely related, whether it was heart disease, cancer, respiratory disease, stroke, diabetes, and even kidney disease. They found less suicide in men, less cancer in women, less digestive diseases, less circulatory diseases. So why is coffee so helpful? Well, we talked about the antioxidants. They have certain neuroprotective, anti-inflammatory properties. People who drink coffee seem to have better lipid profiles, better glucose sugar control. They even looked at smokers versus non-smokers, and they found that coffee even helps smokers. Now, smoking, it didn't reverse the damage smoking did, but still, even smokers seem to do better if they drink coffee. Now, what I find interesting about this one article for WNEP is they go back to headlines from like the 1500s, 1600s. They say back in the 1500s, They felt that coffee led to illegal sex. According to this this article in WNEP, they say legend has it that coffee was discovered by Kaldi, an Ethiopian goatherd, after he caught his suddenly frisky goats eating glossy green leaves and red berries. So then he tried it for himself. But they then said in this article that it was the Arabs who first started coffee houses. And that's when coffee started to become popular. They say patrons of coffee houses were said to be more likely to gamble and engage in criminally unorthodox sexual situations, according to author Ralph Haddock. So this is in the 1500s. By 1511, the mayor of Mecca shut them down. He cited medical and religious reasons, saying coffee was an intoxicant and was prohibited by Islamic law. And so the ban didn't last, and coffee became so important in Turkey that they said lack of sufficient coffee provided grounds for a woman to seek a divorce. That was in the 1500s. 1600s, they thought that coffee could cure alcoholism, but they thought that coffee could cause impotence. They said coffee began to start getting popular in the 1600s. It was especially popular in England as a cure for alcoholism, and alcohol was a big problem at the time. Water wasn't always safe to drink. So most men, women, and even children would drink alcohol because it had less pathogens in it. So back in 1652, there was an ad where it popularized coffee being healthy, that it could aid digestion, help cure gout, scurvy, coughs, etc. But in London, women were concerned about their men becoming impotent. And I guess in 1674, the women's petition against coffee asked for the closing of all coffee houses. So they were concerned about men and their issues. In 1700s, they thought that coffee helps you work longer. Right? Apparently, tea had replaced coffee in London as the drink of choice. And then in the colonies, until in 1773, when the Boston Tea Party decided to make it unpatriotic to drink tea, coffee houses popped up everywhere. So that's kind of interesting. Then in the 1800s, they thought that coffee could make you go blind. So they recommended a hot wheat brand drink instead. By 1916, they talked about coffee stunting your growth, and they were concerned that there would be issues, especially with kids drinking coffee. They also saw heart palpitations, nervousness, indigestion, insomnia. In 1927, they felt that coffee would give you bad grades, all right, because kids were still drinking coffee. Then in the 70s and 80s, they thought that drinking coffee could put you at risk for heart disease. And then in 2001, they thought it could increase urinary tract cancer. Now, we think it helps prevent cancer and heart disease. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Blake, who is working the dials. But a super big thanks to you all for tuning in day after day. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so making headlines is this employee tweet where an employee takes sick leave for mental health. Now, if this was 5 years from now, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30, 40 years ago, well, Twitter wouldn't have probably existed if it was 30 years ago, but anyway, she probably would have been ridiculed, probably at risk for being fired. But what was very interesting is what happened. So Madeline Parker, she's a web developer, and she suffers from chronic depression and anxiety. She sent an email to her team saying she would be off 2 days to focus on her mental health. She used sick time and she said on Twitter that she wanted to be specific with her team about using her sick time for mental health so other employees could feel comfortable doing so. Well, her CEO, the CEO of the company, Ben Congleton, basically thanked her for shedding light on the importance of good mental health. And he says, you are an example to us all to help cut through the stigma so we can all bring our whole selves to work. So he answered back on Twitter, making her feel not only safe, but, you know, commending her for having the bravery and for having the cojones to do something like this. Now, Parker shared on Twitter, there's already been 10,000 retweets, 33,000 likes. Some people replied not so nice comments, but for the most part, and there's been a debate whether sick time should be taken or vacation time, but that's not the point. The reason why I'm bringing this up is the stigma of mental health going away? Yeah, and should it go away? I think we're moving in the right direction, but we have to be very, very cautious. And let's talk about this. So first, okay, making progress when it comes to our mental health, okay? I am sick and tired. I've seen people call in, and I closed my practice about a year ago so I could teach at Toro University, Nevada. But I had patients come in saying, oh, I have diarrhea, or oh, I have bronchitis, or I'm sick, or whatever. And I'm like, just tell me the truth so I can help you. You know, is it that you didn't want to go to work? Is it that you just didn't feel up to it? You know, were you having a bad day? Were you feeling grumpy? Because my just giving you a work note for a fake diarrhea, okay, does nothing to help your well-being. The reason why employers require you to go and get a work note is so that you are healthy enough to return to work. If you're having some issues where you're not healthy, while you're here, let me help you. But nobody wanted to admit it. Nobody wanted anything like that in the chart. Nobody wanted that documented. They go, no, I wasn't feeling well. I'm fine. And it blew my mind how many people didn't have any issues of anxiety or depression or whatever. Well, the first time I was kind of exposed to that is one of my employees said she needed to take a stress day. And at first that threw me off. I was like, a stress day? She goes, yeah, that's something people do. They take a day off when they're stressed. And so my first thought was, oh my God, my job is stressing her out. You know, her seeing patients is stressing her out. Now, of course, any medical provider is stressed out. Okay? You cannot work in the medical system that we currently have today. All right? And you cannot, you know, be dealing with patients, you know, throughout the day, you know, hundreds of patients a week and not, you know, take on some of that stress. You can't. That's just, you know. So I at first was a little concerned. I was like, oh no, if this job is too stressful, what do I do? Do I have her see less patients? And basically we did. You know, she was probably seeing half the patients that I was on some days. And I was like, but it doesn't matter because when you're stressed, even a half a day can still stress you. And I was like, you know, what do you need? What accommodations? And it wasn't so much a job. It was other things going on in her life, et cetera. So I was like, okay, all right, well, okay. You know, but you know, let me know what you need. And I was like, oh gosh, you know, do we need to, you know, maybe have more food here? Do we, you know, what can we do? And it's tough because you have patients who are crying, you have patients who are in pain, you have patients who have cancer. You know, there's only so much you can do, you know, but then I realized and I learned, oh, people take stress days, looks like all over. This is a very, very common thing. And this started to happen, I don't know what year it was, but it was in the 2000s or the early 2011s. Or the 2010s, and so people taking a stress day was something that you do. And I realized, I'm like, okay, now wait a second, now this is good. All right, so if you're stressed out, rather than somebody using it against you, or causing you to lose your job, what it's doing is it's allowing you to take off, use your sick leave or whatever. And so I started to notice that there was a change there was just a change with the stigma. However, all right, while all this was going on, all right, we still had this term, and I hate this term. I hate this term, and I think we're done with this term. But the old term of somebody's going to go postal. And I forget how that term came to be. Was it some postal worker started shooting up a post office? I don't remember where that term came. But people were always saying in the 90s, are they going to go postal? Are they going to go postal? And that back then meant somebody not, you know, in the mood to deliver your mail, but somebody that could just go berserk and whatever. Well, we stopped using that term because we started to see that there, one, is it wasn't politically correct. Okay. And two, it was very sensitive to our postal workers who worked their butts off. But two is we saw, you know, office violence and workplace violence, manifest in many other fields. Now, the problem we have though, okay, and so, back to this, somebody who needs to use sick leave or vacation time because they have a stress day, I think that's fine. What do we do, however, if they run out? Okay, somebody that suffers from depression or anxiety, or irritable bowel syndrome, or migraines, or chronic fatigue, or spinal stenosis. Sometimes the amount of sick leave isn't enough. So there may be a movement to increase the amount of sick time. So that's going to be something that employers and employees are going to have to deal with. All right. But if that movement happens, remember, every time we make progress, we take a step back. If we make such progress where we start to expand the amount of sick leave and sick time, an employer may not want the person who needs to take stress days because it costs them money every time the employee is out because they have to have a second person that they hire to cover them. So we have to be very, very careful. We have to be very, very cautious. The other thing we have to be very, very cautious about is as workplace shootings rise and workplace violence rises, all right, employers and employees are going to be looking around each other and looking internally to see who could be the next, quote-unquote, assaulter or who could be the next, quote-unquote, terrorist, okay, within their organization. And they're going to look around. I'm not talking about, you know, terrorists, you know, getting, formally indoctrinated. We're talking about somebody that decides to come up and shoot people in the workplace, like we just saw with UPS. And they may, unfortunately, zero in on the people that have stress. Well, that person's always unhappy. That person has to take off because they can't handle things. And that's not why somebody doesn't feel like going to work. They feel like they need to cry. They feel like they just are too stressed. They can't deal with a coworker. Not going to work is a nice option. But here's the problem. It doesn't fix the situation. If there's a coworker that's making them depressed, that coworker is going to be there the next day. That coworker is going to be there the next week. Okay? We need to make the, you know, workplace environment less bullying, less negative. And so I think having stress days, I think having sick leave or vacation time to allow for that is great. I'm for that. But if there's a problem at work or if there's somebody unhappy, taking off one day isn't necessarily enough. Now, it may be great in terms of not allowing a pressure cooker to explode, but I think the sick leave and vacation leave is one small part of what we need to do. The good news is the stigma is going away of having depression and anxiety. That's good. The bad news is as we see more workplace violence, all right, some people may unfortunately extrapolate and connect, you know, people with quote-unquote mental health illness as them being possibly potential threats later. And so I don't know what the answer is. All right, people are on edge. That man that worked for the news station, I believe this was in, was it North Carolina? I forget. And then he shoots down in cold blood on live air his ex-coworkers. All right, people are on the lookout for the next threat. Who's unhappy? All right, who's stressed? Who looks like they could blow a casket? So, like I said, we got to tread cautiously. 1-877-BEST-SELLING.
Remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Ramble, ramble.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have some breaking news. A Texas teen has been electrocuted after reaching for her cell phone while she was in the bathtub. And the cell phone, I believe, was charging and was attached to a cord in the wall. And unfortunately, she died. Family and friends are now mourning the loss of the 14-year-old girl in Texas. Her name is Madison Coe. School officials told CBS affiliates WAFB, "We wish to share our heartfelt sympathy with the family and friends as we carry the burden of this tragedy together." So they believe what ended up happening was her phone was plugged into a bathroom wall outlet. She was actually at her father's house in Lovington, New Mexico. And they believe what happened is while she was taking a bath, the phone rang, she went to reach for it, and unfortunately that led to her electrocution. They said there was a burn mark on her hand, according to Coe's grandmother, Donna Gwynn, the hand that would have grabbed the phone. That was just very obvious that that's what happened. The eighth grader had just graduated from Terra Vista Middle School and had planned to attend high school in Houston. She was a basketball player, and she was number one chair with her tuba in the band at school. Her family was in the process of moving. Such a tragedy. And there's a memorial service that's going to be held at King's Ridge Church of Christ in Lubbock. Just so sad. I hear my kid's cell phone when he takes a bubble bath. You know, I go to check on him, going, "What are you doing?" "Oh, nothing." I'm like, "Do you have your cell phone, you know, in the bath?" And it's not plugged in, but, I mean, this could be any of our kids, any of our grandkids. So, you know, tell them to not bring the cell phone in the bathroom with them. Especially don't charge it in the bathroom, and especially when you're taking a bubble bath. Just frightening, so sad. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Communion bread has been in the news, and the Vatican is to weigh in, because communion bread apparently has gluten. And communion bread, it's the unleavened bread used during Holy Communion and Roman Catholic Masses. And according to the Vatican, they say, look, it must contain at least some gluten. They say in a June 15 directive, which circulated over the weekend following a report from Vatican Radio, the church, reaffirmed policies regarding the host or sacramental bread and wine used during the celebration, right, of the Holy Eucharist. And they said, quoting from a 2003 letter to bishops from the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith, Cardinal Robert Serra wrote, hosts that are completely gluten-free are invalid matter for the celebration. Low-gluten hosts are valid, but they must contain a sufficient amount of gluten to obtain the confection of bread without the addition of foreign materials and without the use of procedures that would alter the nature of the bread. So during the ceremony, Roman Catholics consumed bread and wine as the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Now, gluten, as we know, is a protein in wheat and other grains. And gluten, unfortunately, could be an issue to somebody who has celiac disease. Celiac disease is an autoimmune disorder that affects the digestion of the small intestine, and there could be a multiple other multiple issues that happens to a person who has celiac disease. But they basically have an allergy to the protein in wheat, and gluten is a protein. The thing is it's 1% of the population, so it's rare. It's not. I mean, it's more common than you think, but it doesn't. It wouldn't affect everybody going to mass. They say the Vatican's directive said the church felt compelled to clarify its policy due to the ease with which congregations can purchase communion bread in today's world. The Vatican does not approve of gluten-free substitutes that include ingredients that mimic the natural effects of gluten. Until recently, it was certain religious communities who took care of baking the bread and making the wine for the celebration. But today, however, these materials are also sold in supermarkets and other stores and even over the Internet. All right. They say they're not supposed to be used genetically modified organisms, but it is grave abuse to use ingredients such as fruit, sugar, or honey in communion bread. So, they say the church did approve the use of mustum, a non-alcoholic grape juice that has been partially fermented, as a substitution for communion wine. So, what the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops said is anybody who cannot ingest even a small amount of gluten could receive a, quote, wine-only communion. Yeah, these are things you just don't think about. You know, you just don't, it's crazy. You're like, all right, you know, communion's been around for how many thousands of years, and you just don't even think that, oh my gosh, now we have to consider a gluten-free option. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, there is something called the Blue Whale Challenge, and it took the life of a Texas teen. They say a grieving Texas family claims a social media challenge that was believed to be a hoax drove their 15-year-old son to kill himself on Saturday. Boy, a bad weekend in Texas, boy. Isaiah Gonzalez of San Antonio was allegedly participating in the Blue Whale Challenge. This is believed to have originated in Russia. According to the teen's mother, Angela Gonzalez, the rising sophomore at Southside High School had joined a social media group and was assigned daily tasks for a 50-day period. It talks about satanic stuff and stuff like that, and my son was never into that. You have to carve a number into your arm. You have to cut yourself, according to Alexis Gonzalez, his older sister, adding that failure to complete the alleged tasks reportedly results in threatening messages. They said they found Gonzalez hanging in a bedroom closet with a cell phone propped up nearby. The family believes their son had live-streamed his suicide as part of the challenge. They said he had sent photos of himself completing challenges to friends prior to his death, but they had been brushed off as a joke. San Antonio police said they had never heard of the Blue Whale Challenge before his death, but his dad, Jorge, is urging parents to talk to their teens about the danger of social media challenges. I want them to go through their phones, look at social media. If they're on that challenge already, they can catch that from happening. This is ridiculous. Apparently, it made headlines earlier this year, but people thought it was a hoax because nobody was injured, nobody died from it, etc. But one school district in Alabama, according to Fox News, warned parents and students about the potential dangers. And they said a very dangerous game called the Blue Whale Challenge, or Blue Whale Game, has been brought to my attention by one of our social workers. It's my understanding, this happened on May 9th, it's my understanding that this very dangerous game may have possibly already been introduced on two of our high school campuses. As shared with me by the social worker, this gamer challenge began in Russia, and is basically a challenge to harm yourself for 50 days, with the intention being to ultimately kill yourself on the 50th. They say the post explained how teens are instructed to tag each other on social media and challenge them to play. That's frightening. Absolutely frightening. So you challenge somebody that has to ultimately kill himself on day 50. You know, I know this is a rare occurrence, but, you know, this is what drives me crazy with teens and social media. Social media has definitely, opened up, nightmares now for parents, where not only could kids be ridiculed or bullied, et cetera, but there are people that are predators out there that can prey on your kid's mind and make a kid do things based on social media. You know, one thing about the attraction to social media that nobody talks about is the control. You know, in the olden days, if you said something and you wanted people to listen and you wanted people to comment or like or dislike or whatever, but if maybe some people would say something or whatever, but then ignore you. You didn't have that control. What we don't talk about with social media is you seem to have some sort of control. You can, through Facebook or Twitter or Snapchat, put something out there. And, yes, other people can shut it down or they cannot read it. But people seem to kind of be very, very attracted and even addicted to putting something online and getting a response by others. You know, some people feel compelled to put like. Some people feel compelled to put something. And then you turn around and feel like you had some sort of control. Or you could control the feed. Or you could control what somebody sees. You can make somebody who maybe isn't your friend like something of yours. And that could be pretty addicting and pretty attractive to people. Not to mention people that don't seem to have a big social network can find a social network very easily online. That could be dangerous for a kid that doesn't realize that there's idiots on the other side messing with them. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we may be closer to a gonorrhea vaccine. And this is why. Because they found that when we did mass vaccination against bacterial meningitis in New Zealand, they found, just coincidentally, a reduced rate of gonorrhea. This was a study published yesterday in the journal Lancet. It's the first time any sort of vaccine showed protection against gonorrhea. Scientists say the results provide fresh inspiration for developing a specific vaccine against gonorrhea, which causes 78 million new cases each year worldwide. 78 million cases each year. They say in recent years, gonorrhea has shown increasing antibiotic resistance. We talked about last week how the World Health Organization had at least three cases that were so multiple drug resistant that they couldn't treat it. And they also would blame that maybe it's the throat that's housing this bacteria, allowing it to become resistant and super bugs. So these drug-resistant gonorrheas is a huge concern. And so there's a big push to come up with a vaccine against gonorrhea. And I don't know why we've had such an issue with vaccines. I don't know why. Because this quote-unquote cousin bacteria, meningococcus, coccus means the round, as opposed to bacilli meaning rods. And I guess back in the early 2000s, according to CNN, there was this big epidemic of meningococcal B disease in New Zealand. So the disease rate was very high, and we have a meningitis vaccine. So, apparently the government requested help from the World Health Organization to tailor make one, because I don't know if the American vaccine was going to help. And meningococcal disease causes meningitis. And now kids, before they go to college, they have to get a meningitis vaccine, otherwise colleges won't take them. There's so many now rules and recommendations for people in healthcare to get the meningitis vaccine. So the vaccine is used pretty widespread. But in the 2000s, apparently New Zealand asked the government and the World Health Organization to tailor make one because of a meningococcal B disease that they were battling. And meningitis is serious. It causes an infection of the lining of the meninges that covers the brain. And you could get it from close contact, and it could be lethal. And so the vaccine targeted a specific strain of bacteria causing this disease. And they found, I believe they used Chiron Vaccine Company and the National Institute of Public Health, etc. And they had found that many of these people, they had found a decrease in the number of gonorrhea cases after the mass vaccination campaign that occurred starting in 2004 and lasted through 2006. And so gonorrhea bacteria is also coccal. It's round. And they say the Neisseria meningitidis and the Neisseria gonorrhea, okay, different species but same genus, are two related organisms. So they're cousins. So their genetic makeup is about 85 to 90% similar. So they looked at gonorrhea cases, and they found that they say they compared vaccination rates in two groups of people. One group had gonorrhea, the other group had chlamydia, both of which are spread through sexual contact. If the vaccine had an effect against gonorrhea because it's an organism related to meningococcal disease, then no effect should have been seen against the, you know, chlamydia. And that's exactly what they saw. They saw the people with gonorrhea were less likely to have been vaccinated than people who got chlamydia, because the vaccine protects against gonorrhea but not chlamydia. So that's how they figured out that there was probably a 51% drop of people who could have gotten gonorrhea. Hence, we may have something here. If we're able to produce a meningitis vaccine, we may be able to produce a gonorrhea vaccine. While resistance is rising, it's a big deal. Now, maybe the reason why we haven't had a vaccine is because, again, you know, I don't think it's a difficulty issue. You know, it seems like this type of, you know, quote-unquote cocci, I mean, we're able to do multiple types of vaccine, you know, we're able to do multiple types of vaccines to various bacteria and viruses. It could be that, you know, gonorrhea rarely kills, so maybe there wasn't such a public threat to urge the making of a vaccine. But over the last few years, I think there's been a lot of calls, so we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Those of you who saw True Blood loved Lafayette. Lafayette, or the actor Nelson Ellis, made the show. Lafayette, season one, got us hooked, and we loved him. And he unfortunately died over the weekend at age 39 of heart failure. The family has now released a statement through his ex-manager that he died because he went through alcohol withdrawal. And the alcohol withdrawal put him at risk for a blood infection. This blood infection caused him to go into sepsis. Blood pressure dropped. He had heart, lung, liver, kidney failure, and passed. So I've been asked, how does alcohol cause, how does alcohol withdrawal or alcohol abuse put people at risk? Well, we've seen studies that people who abuse alcohol or use alcohol very heavy are more at risk for blood infections. Either weakened immune system or whatnot. And so there is a correlation to this. And it's a shame because he was only 39 years old. The family released a statement to the Hollywood Reporter. And they said his father said that after many stints in rehab, Ellis had attempted to withdraw from alcohol on his own. This led to a blood infection. His liver swelled up, his blood pressure plummeted, and then his heart raced out of control. He was hospitalized for 4 days before his death. Now, in February, University of College London researchers did conduct a study published in the Journal of American Heart Association and found that heavy drinking is linked to worse heart health in both short and long term because it causes arterial stiffness, and stiff-walled arteries are related to blood pressure, coronary artery disease, etc. And then another study looked at drinking habits of participants, and they looked at arterial stiffness with drinking. We've actually also found marijuana could even affect the stiffness of blood vessels. And so, you know, unfortunately, going through alcohol withdrawal and having that stress on the body might, unfortunately, you know, put a person vulnerable enough where if they are exposed to a bacteria or something, they could go into a blood infection or sepsis. And, you know, with blood infections, the body doesn't know what to do. It wants to shunt blood to the brain and the heart. And you end up not being able to control your blood vessels well, such that your blood vessel plummets. And organs, such as the liver, such as the kidneys, don't get the blood flow that they need, which is why you could go into multi-organ failure if you have sepsis or a blood infection. So it's very, very sad. He was young. He tried to withdraw from alcohol, but there is a link to alcohol and sepsis. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. U.S. employers posted fewer job openings in May, but hiring did pick up because more people are quitting their jobs. They say that's a positive sign for the economy. They say job openings fell 5% in May to 5.7 million. They say the setback occurred after advertised job postings nearly reached 6 million in April. They say hiring climbed 8.5% to just under 5.5 million. They say this data is a sign that the economy at 4.4% unemployment is nearing quote-unquote full employment, when nearly all those who want a job get one. And the unemployment rate mostly reflects the normal churn of people who are temporarily out of work. So they say when unemployment falls that low, companies are forced to offer more pay. Now, that hasn't happened yet. They say workers have become more confident in the past year that they could find jobs. They say the number of people quitting their jobs has increased 7.1% to 3.2 million. People usually quit when they either find a new job, often at higher pay, or are confident that they could soon be hired elsewhere. So they're not thinking people are quitting to go on welfare. They think people are quitting to get a better job. They say professional and business services sector was the most robust. So, hopefully wages rise. Hopefully we really turn this economy around. Woo-hoo! Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.